Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're pretty good. I'm going to start with the potentially good news, and then we can talk about the less good news. So, listening to Schottenheimer and then Jerry this morning, it sounds like Kenny Clark, Trayvon Diggs, I know they went back in the game, but they should be good to go. And then optimism about Deron Bland coming back against the Packers. So I know we'll get to the other injury woes, but that seems like a pretty nice positive.
Now, let's hold up on Diggs.
Diggs.
I thought you said Lamb. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, no.
So what were the three? Say them again. That one hit me, and
optimism
I'm going,
on
no,
Bland.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, optimism on Bland, and then Clark and Diggs. I know they went back in the game, but it still looks like they are, you know, should be good to go for the next game.
Yeah, Diggs, I'm pretty sure. I talked to Clark afterwards, he thought it wasn't as bad as, you know, it looked when he walked off. Okay. As a matter of fact, if you go look at that play, he got hit. He went down on like all fours, and the play was still going.
Yes, that play was ridiculous.
And he got back up, and he was trying to chase it down. And then when it was over, he went down again.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what are you doing? He goes, I can't give up. And I said, oh, okay, good for you. I like the guy even better now. So that
play was confusing, though, because on the one hand, Kenny Clark got hurt. That's bad. But also, the play went for negative 8 yards, which is good. But then also, you missed like four tackles before we got to that point.
Which is bad.
Yeah, which is also bad. That play was madness.
Yes, it was. And then Bland, at least he played a game, right? So his ramp up shouldn't be as long as everyone else's.
Right.
I haven't seen him do any rehab, though, like on the resistant cords, but he may be working out indoors or whatever. So I think that's a let's see what happens this week. But boy, that sure would help.
Absolutely.
To get him back on the field and Diggs on the field. You realize those two guys haven't played that many games together?
Yes. It just seems
Yeah.
What was it back in the day? Was it Dion and Kevin Smith? And we were like, oh my gosh, these.
Well,
two.
No. Well, the first year.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason they signed Dion or some impetus for it was Kevin Smith tore his Achilles in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
The day after he signed a contract extension.
Oh my gosh. It's like getting hit by a car.
I don't think he made it through the first quarter.
Yeah, I believe you're right about that.
And
one.
He tore his Achilles, right? Yeah. So yeah,
thanks a lot.
So that first year they didn't play together.
Yeah.
Hopefully if you get Bland back there, because if you go back and look at these guys, just have bad eyes. Like I don't know what they're looking at. when they're trying to play zone. And it's like, you know, I see when you're in this area that that's your area, you got to be there. But when you see the guy that was in your area cutting in the middle and there's no one else there around you, why don't you go to the middle?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what they're supposed to do. Well, you're just standing there guarding nothing.
Yeah, there was one particular play that we went back and looked at, and I really feel like Donovan Wilson got hung out to dry because two people were like going deep around him, and so he just picked one, and then of course Caleb threw it to the other one.
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't know what you're supposed to do in that. That was clearly a breakdown in the front half of the play. But you're right. The coverage breakoffs on some of these zone plays have been infuriating.
Yeah, and they haven't gotten better, have they?
No.
So now what was the other other injury you were
so that
bring
was
up.
The good,
yeah.
But then the bad, you know, we had Steven on, and unfortunately he confirmed what we were all afraid of is CeeDee Lamb high ankle sprain. And then I have to admit, I was surprised when we heard the news about Tyler Booker with a similar injury. And all of a sudden, you know, I know we spent a lot of time yesterday, Mickey, talking about the defense, but like, if your offense is even further shorthanded, that feels like that's not going to do the defense any favors.
No, because as you guys heard me, you know, this team's lifeline is the offense. You gotta score points, right? And last night was an example, right?
Yes.
That team gave up 30 points.
Right.
But they scored 30 points. So that's the key. These offenses these days... you know, it's hard on the defense. They're going to score a point. Now, they didn't score them as explosively as the Cowboys gave up scores, but they gave up, what was it, 38-31.
I mean, if you want to argue against that last touchdown for Detroit because they were just playing, you know.
I get it.
But like, I hear you for sure.
So teams are scoring. So you got to score. And now, you know, you're going to be without two starters on offensive line. And Lamb, I should do what the morning news does when they get somebody to tell them something. It's told the morning news. So can I just say told Mickey Spagnuolo?
Yes. I always want that from now on.
that Lamb should be out 3 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
So...
can I just pretend like I can just...
You didn't hear that?
Or yeah, or I can just focus on what CD said when he was like, oh, yeah, I think...
Yeah, I'll be back, right? They're all coming back. No one ever says I'm out, right? Yeah,
that is probably
They could
true.
Be on their deathbed and it'll be, no, I'm playing tomorrow. I'm good to go. So, yeah, I was told 3 to 5 weeks, and I would imagine high ankle sprain, that's about right. And probably with Booker, same thing. But again... He doesn't have to run 5 yards, right?
Yeah.
He's just got to be able to push off. So we'll see where that one goes. But again, you know what I always tell you guys is when you lose somebody, okay, the next man up, right? Well, who's behind the next man up?
Good.
Yeah.
Right? Now TJ Bass is going to go in, but he can only play one guard spot. So who's the other backup guard?
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even think that far. All I was thinking is, while your left side is still intact, now you've got Hoffman running next to Bass, and that is not how you drew this thing up at all.
And if Hoffman wasn't taken over at center, then he could have been the backup guard like he was last year, right? Well, now he can't be the backup guard, so it's TJ Bass and I'm looking, and it's like, well, who's left? I don't know if Nate Thomas can play guard. Because he's active as the backup tackle, which you have to have.
Would it be Adeniji, crazy to maybe move one of those tackles?
Yeah, it
inside?
Might have to be Adeniji, maybe, to be the backup guard, because he was inactive. So maybe it's him. And I was looking. I go, well, let me see what's on the injury or IR, and there's really nobody because I believe they put Rob Jones on there before the 53, so he's out. I believe I'm right on that. It's like, where's Awesome Richards when you need him?
Right.
Not available. Mickey, I was kind of curious. Do you think the better option, I know you got to score, but do you think the option could be to try to make the game shorter by just, we're just going to have to run the ball. We can't go out there and throw it all over the field and have any – we can't risk a three and out.
Right. I think you're right. In running, you know, and that's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
One of the things they've been able to do, but think about it this way. If me and you think that way, don't you think the
everybody
Packers
else
probably
just got to stop that one just a little bit? Okay, then let's run it at Micah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, well, for sure. And make sure you're double teaming and when he's coming off the edge. But I would imagine when you're weakened in the middle, you know, he's going to probe in the middle where the guard and the center are for sure. And they figured that out immediately when he got there. They saw, oh, look what the Cowboys did with him. We can move him inside and stand him up and, you know, we'll create problems. So, yeah, they're not going to have a lot of time in the pocket. You know, they got to get the ball out and maybe short stuff, things like that. But running the ball, it's so they've had. I finally asked this question. They've had all three games, right? 100 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering when's the last time they had four in a row, and it was 2023.
Okay.
So not
all right.
Any time last year more than three. So yeah, if you can keep running it. Now the key thing though is that when you're running the ball, your running backs also have to threaten the goal line. Like, they got to worry about them getting, you know, 30, 20-yard gains.
Yeah.
And that's always important, because if a defense doesn't think the running back is going to threaten them the goal line, then they can kind of play back a little bit and say, okay, we'll give you 10, we'll give you 15, I just don't want to give you 30. So that creates a problem, too. And if they're doing that, then maybe you can throw the ball if you have time. But then again, you have to have time.
You know, I know we spent a lot of time talking about the defense yesterday, and I think it's more than just the defense, but these kind of work both sides of the ball. The Bears had no takeaways and no sacks the week before the Cowboys game. And then you look at that game, and the Cowboys have four times they give the ball away and give up two sacks. And then this is the first time in Caleb Williams' career that he doesn't get sacked. That's astonishing to me on both sides of the ball, like with the reckless nature of which we take care of the ball. Even if you want to take out the last one from Joe Milton, I get that. It's still like reckless nature of taking care of the ball and then just complete lack of pressure against a team that has shown they're very vulnerable to pressure.
Well, if you look at the first two takeaways, they were weird, right?
The tip, yeah.
The tip pass, because that's got to be caught, right?
He knows, I agree. It,
right? And then yanking the ball out of the guy's arms when he's right by the sideline, all he had to do is step out of bounds.
No, I agree. I thought that was an incredible defensive play, though.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird. The only one, you know, I'm sure Dak wants back is the one in the end zone.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he had to fit that in so perfectly because there was two guys there and there was two receivers there too. So I don't know if that pattern broke down or what. That one you didn't like. But what would that got it to 31-21?
Yeah, I think I've started to focus more
but
on...
But it's no takeaways.
Yes.
But
yes.
But again, first things first, right? Let's cover. Let's make tackles.
Sure.
Then, okay, now takeaways, you know? They got to stop the explosive plays that just can't keep happening. It's too easy for teams to just kind of methodically move downfield, and all of a sudden they hit big plays like they did, at least two of them to Luther Burden. You know,
yes.
It's like, hey, understand who that guy is.
Right.
You know, he's in the game. He's not a starter. But if he's coming in some capacity, maybe they got something going, right? Keep an eye on him. And, boy, they sure didn't.
No, they.
I could have told them what to do.
Yes,
right?
I really wish that you would for future scouting purposes. For,
anybody from the University of Missouri, go ahead and cover them.
Yeah, exactly. If you honestly, at this point, if you have any tips for the defense that you want to pass along,
just go right ahead.
Yeah,
right?
I think they should be willing to listen on that.
I'm surprised Eberflus hasn't been like, "What are y'all's thoughts, guys?
Got anything for me here?"
You know what? I do think that would be an amazing way to start a press conference. Like, I don't think 1-2 is early enough to do it, but like, let's say you got to 1-5. Wouldn't you be amused, Mickey, if Shoddy went up there and he's like, "All right, you guys are so smart. I've read your columns. What would you like me
to
do?"
Yeah, that would be good. So how many, I should have looked this up before I ask you, how many 1-2 teams are there? Like, did that make Baltimore last night 1-2?
Yes, it did.
Kansas City?
Kansas City is 1-2 as well. There are 10, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore, Cleveland, almost in the entire AFC West, except for the Chargers.
Yeah, so the Broncos,
yeah.
And I know people had high hopes for them. You're
Bears,
right.
Panthers, Falcons. The Patriots. There are a bunch of 0-3 teams, too.
It's just kind of how the Cowboys got to 1-2, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And see, and now, you know, as this goes along, at some point you're going to look back, revisionist history, right? And you're going to go, oh, they should have beat the Eagles.
Yeah, and I think that's why the 1-2 is more agitating, right? Like, if you'd have just gone to Philly, and let's say you just lost by, like, 13 points, and the game was, like, not necessarily super competitive in the second half, I don't think there would be as much bitching about where they are right now. I think it's the fact that you feel like you should have won that game that we all think, how did it go so bad after that?
Right, right, exactly. And you know, if you go out and play like that to start and then give up that many points to a Giants team that the next week they struggled again offensively and then go to Chicago. And, you know, sometimes those games happen. I get it. But not the way they happen is what hurts. And so here come the Packers.
All right. Well,
what are they? 2-1, right?
Yeah, and they lost to one of the worst teams in football last week. So there you go.
Go figure.
All right, we'll pick up with you again tomorrow and start focusing on the Packers, good sir.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. By the way, we told some people that today we would care about their fantasy team from the 214. I was up 30 points on my opponent, but then Lamar Jackson played. He said became good at passing. Lamar Jackson was awesome at passing last year.
Yeah, he was fantastic thrower last year.
From the 4-6-9, I would have won this week in fantasy if Derrick Henry scored that second touchdown and didn't fumble the ball. Mm. I feel like those are just the most agitating.
They hurt.
I am 0-3 in my fantasy football league, even though I've scored the fourth most points. And that right there is the crux of the head-to-head. Just infuriation.
Yes, because Kevin, at the moment, I'm 3-0.
Well,
I have scored the sixth most points.
Oh, very Tampa Bay of you.
Yeah. So
wow, the sixth most
out of 10. So I'm. I don't know that that's going to last. But the players I have just need to play better.
So exactly.
Yeah.
Well, would you just say they just need to execute better?
Yeah, that and maybe the scheme's not for them.
Okay. From the 817, got my butt kicked this week by my 12-year-old son, and it's his first year playing, and he had no idea who
any of the players were.
He had no idea who Gibbs was.
Oh my gosh, Jahmyr Gibbs.
That's the part that I think, Alec, would bother me the most. Like, if you lost to your kid, your kid's like a football savant, but he's like, who? And that's the guy that defeated you. And then I needed 3.6 points from Zay Flowers last night. He got me 3.3 points. So I'm in a really, let's say, bad mood today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.